From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. Calm prevailed today in the markets and on Capitol Hill. It was quite a change from yesterday when the House dramatically rejected the $700 billion financial bailout package. Today, the Dow rose nearly 500 points on hopes that Congress would regroup and try again. Today, the House was not officially in session. It took a two-day break for the Jewish New Year. In the Senate, some are predicting a vote later this week after they tweak the bill to pick up more support. NPR's David Wellner reports.
For the ninth day in a row, President Bush weighed in early today from the White House on the need for Congress to deliver a financial rescue package.
I recognize this is a difficult vote for members of Congress. Many of them don't like the fact that our economy has reached this point. And I understand that. But the reality is that we're in an urgent situation, and the consequences will grow worse each day if we do not act.
At the Capitol, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid declared he had every intention to act.
We're all committed to keeping the progress on this rescue package moving forward.
And Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell went so far as to set a deadline.
We will get the job done. We will get it done this week. And I think hopefully that will reassure the American people that Congress can rise to the occasion, act like grown-ups, if you will, and get the job done for all of our people.
Driving the resolve to try again for a bailout package is the fear among many lawmakers that the nation's financial system could soon collapse if nothing's done. New Hampshire Republican Senator Judd Gregg, who negotiated the now-rejected bailout on behalf of his caucus, warned today that Congress can't wait any longer.
Because the consequences of not passing it are so extraordinary and will be so detrimental to our country and to our people, that it would be totally irresponsible of us to not take this action.
But many lawmakers who voted against the bailout yesterday did so after being deluged with calls and messages from constituents opposed to the rescue package. New Mexico Republican Senator Pete Domenici, who's retiring this year, today called on those constituents to give his colleagues some peace.
Citizens, you know, turn some of your members loose who you're holding hostage by telegram and phone call to allegations that are not right, that are untrue.
But other lawmakers continue to oppose the bailout bill on its merits. Senator Jim Webb, a Virginia Democrat, said there's a real need to rethink what's in that bill.
There are a lot of people who are not playing politics, who do understand the problem, who are doing their job, who still have had grave concerns about the approach that has been taken with this proposed solution.
Both John McCain and Barack Obama also weighed in today urging action. Both suggested one way to broaden support would be to raise the $100,000 limit for federally insured bank deposits, an action that federal authorities endorsed today. Senate Banking Chairman Christopher Dodd, who's been a leader in the effort to come up with a rescue package, said today he's fairly confident Congress will be able to have another vote soon.
I know that those who cast votes yesterday are having some second thoughts about the condition they placed us in and are trying to find a way in which to get back on track again. And so I'm very optimistic we can do that. I know the White House is now engaged much more aggressively than it has been on this issue, which I welcome. I know that the leadership of the House is also working on this, and I don't want to predict things with any great certainty, but I'm quite confident we're moving in the right direction and that we should end up with a very positive result within the next 24 or 48 hours.
Dodd added, though, that no conclusions have been reached about whether the House or Senate will act first. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.